Hey gang, good morning you guys. Welcome back. Matt here with Zero Carb Journal, episode 84. And how are you guys? Oh, good morning. I hope you're doing great. I'm doing awesome. I had a great week. It's having a great morning. It's 7:15 here, a little later than I usually get started. And it's a glorious morning. And stoked to be here. You can hear my puppy wading away down there in the pond. He's hunting frogs. We're having a great day. All right, so how'd you guys do this week? Did you have a good week? Make some progress? I bet you did great. I did. I had a really good week this week. Let's see. How do I tell you about it? So, good morning. Yeah, this week was awesome, you guys. I pushed really hard this week, actually, despite heading towards what I keep thinking is going to be relaxing. but last week, I finished up with you guys, finished up my journal on Sunday, and then I got a call from my slaughter guy, and I had been trying to schedule with him, and he called me last Sunday, and we scheduled for this last Tuesday. But I had like 3 cords of wood stacked in front of the barn that I had been planning on just kind of picking away at. So that meant I had to get to work right away. So that was Sunday. So I didn't actually end up taking a break last week. I just ended up stacking and splitting wood pretty much all day Sunday and then all day Monday, and building a new fence and taking care of the animals, moving them around, getting ready for Tuesday. So I actually was going really hard all through the weekend, didn't rest, knew that was, you know, outside of my normal routine and knew I would probably pay for it. And sure enough, I did. I just really wore myself out this week. But boy, do I feel great. I feel like I've got a lot done and a lot of stuff behind me and really heading into cruising, I think, here. I keep saying it. It looks like it's probably never going to happen in reality, but I am getting a little more stuff cleared off my plate. So yeah, so this week was awesome in terms of some big check marks on my to-do list and heading into fall and winter prepared. So yeah, so I got all my firewood up for the most part. I have one little session at the splitter, probably another few hours, but that represents a lot of work that I usually put in the spring and summer, and I did. I just stayed focused on it. I've got probably 5 cords up, which hopefully is a lot more than I'll need. Hopefully I've got some for next year as well. So that was a big, huge thing. And then, yeah, you guys, I slaughtered some animals and put some meat in the freezer on Tuesday. So, and that is always the best and worst day on the farm. It's really difficult. I really don't care for, you know, I really care for my animals. So, of course, it's really difficult it affects me seeing them all torn up like that. I go to bed that night thinking about it. But it's a great feeling to have that chore done. And so, yeah, so I slaughtered 2 cows and 2 sheep. So I'm going to have quite a bit of meat, probably enough for most of the year, I would say. And that leaves me with just 1 cow and her calf, which is really feels real. That's in terms of me feeling like my tasks are getting done and I'm getting things more organized. That feels great because I've been having problems with all of the flurd getting over the fences, and I contribute it to one of the cows that is now gone that was really the ringleader. She just would always go over the fence. She learned it from that jumping bull I had. So at any rate, I'm looking forward to a lot easier animal husbandry in the future going forward from here on out. I think that from here on out I should have, well, I won't say no more issues, but a lot less struggle with keeping the animals in the fences. And there's just a lot less animals, so I've got plenty of grass. And so just a lot less for me to deal with. So that just feels awesome, not to mention I have my food figured out for the whole year. And yeah, so I'm feeling great. Those are big summer fall chores that always kind of hang over my head until I get them done. So to have the animals in the freezer and the firewood up, I'm feeling great about that. So work has been keeping me busy, actually. I've been doing boat designs all week, and I've got another couple to do this week and a little job at the big shop, and then I've actually got one more whole boat to do the week after this that I committed to. My friend called me on Thursday, a very little boat, like a three-day job. But it's hard to turn down those jobs. I can't turn them down when those guys need me, because I've got such a good gig going here where I do get the opportunity to go away for a little while until they need me back. And I'm always there for them when they need me, and that allows me to stay floating and for them to not have to go looking somewhere else for help. So no big deal. I love working at this shop. It's my absolute favorite my favorite boat shop to work in of all my buddies' shops, my friends who own boat shops. So I'm actually kind of really enjoying this kind of cruise into easier work, but still some work that I've made these last few weeks, putting the big boats behind me. But kind of, you know, I've had pretty steady work, but not overwhelming, and I'm enjoying it. It is keeping me stuck here, but that's okay. I'm thankful. I'm very thankful. I've been recognizing this last couple weeks. Very thankful for these opportunities I have and this ability to make a living with this wonderful schedule that fits me so well and fits my, you know, what I can do. I don't do very well when I stay at one place for very long. I start to to not do as good. Anyways, enough about that. So just a little bit of glimpse into the future as well. My boat shops are all real busy for the coming months too. So I may not get as much free time this fall or winter as I was hoping to, and that's okay. Like I said, it's important for me to partner with these guys, and some of the plans I've made for this fall and winter with regards to the boats. I just had a great meeting, a really good meeting with one of my customers this week, and he's making some moves to grow his business, and I'm going to partner with him in that and just make sure he is able to tackle all the projects he takes on this year. So we talked a lot about what's possible, and I don't think I'm getting in over my head, but sounds like I'll have some good opportunities throughout the year and some gaps. I let him know I wanted to be gone, and we kind of worked it out. You know, I'll just might have to come back in December or January or something when he starts getting busy, but I should still have a good break here in the fall, and more than anything, just have some work to look forward to. So give me a little more freedom to do the things I want to do right now, knowing that I don't need to scrimp and save so much because I'll have some work coming. So anyways, that's all boring work stuff, but it was a big week for me work-wise. I kind of slid into a good situation here and got a lot of affirmation and confirmation of what's going on in my future. So I'm kind of getting been sort of up in the air, and I'm starting to sort of figure things out. I've got another piece of the puzzle to put away. I've got to go visit my folks and figure out what's possible with my little buddy Waylon there, see if I can let him stay with them for a little while, and then I'm probably going to buy a plane ticket and not fly anywhere right away, but get ready for some traveling in October and maybe September, but October, November. And I think I'd like to do most of that traveling, to be honest, in my car, so I think I might just do a short trip in the plane, go somewhere, see how it goes, trying to explore what's possible for me with this diet. And then maybe go overland somewhere, maybe drive back down to California or to Mexico or something like that for a little while, just to get warm and get out of the cold winter, but also to have an overland adventure in my van since I got it all set up and with my dog, so I don't need to leave him. So that's my tentative plan for winter. But hey, let's talk about zero carb, because I had a really good week with zero carb, with one exception, and I think I'm still learning some stuff. So from the standpoint of what I ate and how I did, I had a sick night, and it was last night, so I'm a little tired this morning. I was woken up at about midnight with the burning in my stomach, and I came outside and sat on the toilet for half an hour and went back inside and came back outside and did it again. And then I finally threw up. And sure enough, this morning I looked at where I'd vomited and there was all the little bits of cartilage and stuff. So yeah, last night I ate ribeye. I ate too much. Really, I was really hungry and I ate a lot. Felt great until late at night when the little cartilagey bits wouldn't digest. And I was left with a stomach full of burning acid. So what's cool about it is that I've now got that so figured out. And it's interesting. It always starts, I'm going to be graphic, so I apologize, but it always starts with diarrhea. And it becomes more and more liquid as that burning gets stronger and more time goes on. And I'm quite sure now that that's just the bile, in my bile production, ramping up and making too much acid for any of my system to handle. And so my system just sending it on through with a bunch of water. And so it's real easy for me to identify because my diarrhea becomes straight liquid and goes from dark to lighter and lighter until it's almost just yellow bile. I know that's gross, I apologize, but it does help me identify and really sort of identify these episodes because they're very, very unique in that regard, and that I can, you know, see the bile production, can tell that it's upsetting my stomach through the burning and the fact that it just goes right through me. It'll go through me from this end and go out, you know, diarrhea, and then eventually the burn will get so bad I vomit it up, and then I feel fine. And that's what happened last night, so no big deal. I'm a little tired from it. It keeps me up for about an hour or so, but I feel fine this morning. A little burning. So I did get sick. I did eat too much. And part of that is that I've been really active this week. Like I said, I stacked wood. I've been riding my bike. I've been going hard. I've been trying to do cardio and stay busy all week. And so I found myself probably burning a lot more calories than I normally do. And so therefore eating a lot more. And from a standpoint of what I ate, I told you last week about the brisket with the cold fat. I've been continuing to eat that. Seemed like there was something I did that was different that I wanted to share with you, and now I don't remember what it was. Oh, I know what it was. So when I went to Costco, I went last week, I got another ribeye, and I got some pork belly. And so I sliced it thin, and I've been cooking it like bacon, a little thicker than bacon. And it's been great, you guys. It's been making me feel really, I feel fine eating it. And it's been adding a nice bit of fried fat to a lot of meals that otherwise would have been too lean. So like sometimes that brisket will have lean parts and some of the bites of pork belly going with that leaner brisket. Really nice mix. So all this week I've been eating kind of alternating between the brisket and pork belly. Salmon, I ate some smoked salmon and pork belly. And then my ribeye. And, geez, I've really been feeling great all week other than last night's episode. But I've been trying to eat more meals a day. And I have been, for the most part, eating three meals a day. Yesterday, I did not. And I think that was my issue. I got busy and I rode my bike in the morning for a long time. And by the time I got back, I was off doing something else. And so I ate more than one meal a day. But it was kind of like one late afternoon meal at like 3 or 4. And then a big meal at 6. So I think that's what really stacked up in my stomach. Eating that pork belly has been really great. It's sort of like an uncured, unseasoned bacon. So it's a way for me to get that fat without the nitrates and preservatives and things that are in the bacon. So I've been really enjoying that. And I think I'll continue to do that. Actually, one of the things that I was concerned about heading into the future here is that I just, as I said, slaughtered all my animals. So that means I'm going to go back to hamburger. And I'll be eating hamburger for the next, 9 months or whatever. And so sometimes that can get a little lean. And so I'm excited about the option of pork belly to use just as the fat component. It's fairly affordable. I think it's $2.99 at Costco there, a pound. And it works pretty good as just almost a pure fat addition to the meal. So it really helps me even that out. So maybe I can not overeat the amount by eating more calories with less food, by having a little more fat. So that's my current theory. But anyways, I'm doing great. I had a really good week eating this way. A little bit of changes from the past, and definitely seem to be Well, verifying that that eating too much at once is a problem for me, and so these last few weeks I have been, for the most part, eating 3 meals a day, smaller meals. Seems like it's working well for me, so I'm going to stay that course. And that's it from a zero carb perspective. Otherwise, I feel great, you guys. I've got no complaints. My energy's been awesome. I'm not feeling any weird. Nothing to complain about. No niggles or twinges or anything. And yeah, pretty neat here. 2.5 years, no supplements, to just keep verifying that sure enough, this way of eating really is, as far as I know, as far as I can tell, the best for me with regards to how I feel. So that's enough for today, you guys. I'm going to get on with my day, and I'm going to absolutely make a point of resting today. So today I'm going to try really hard not to let myself pick up any firewood or do any chores, and I'm going to try and get caught up on some relaxing. And then I got a bunch of work to do this week, and really hoping to jump in my van and do some traveling. So maybe I'll get some of this stuff off my plate and be able to share some of that with you guys next week or so. We'll see. I know I can't go far because I got to come back for a boat the week after that, but even if I can just do a little week-long trip or something. Well, we'll see. But anyways, I hope you guys are doing great. I really hope you guys are making some progress and staying the course, learning a lot about yourselves and getting better every day. I can't thank you guys enough. I just cannot say it often enough. Thank you guys so much for all your support, for listening and watching, for all your kind comments. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You really make a difference in my life. This journal has been wonderful for me. So I'll keep doing it. And hope you guys stay the course, make some progress, and I'll see you next week. All right, you guys, thanks so much for listening and watching. See you soon. Thanks.